Welcome to the Armani Talks podcast. I'm your host, Armani Talks. In this podcast, I'm helping you level up your five soft skills: public speaking, storytelling, social dynamics, emotional intelligence, and creativity. Five soft skills for you to change your life forever and skyrocket your confidence along the way. In today's episode, we are entering the land of mindset, and I'm going to be talking about the power of growing small things. A while back, there was this man named Ryan Garcia, who was an amazing boxer. He was taking the Instagram world by storm. The reason why was because a lot of his viral videos were of him hitting a punching bag, and he was hitting it so fast, plus he had a lot of power. You could also say that he was a good-looking guy. I mean, he seemed like a mini Oscar de la Hoya, and things were looking bright for him. Eventually, Ryan started to box even more well-known fighters, and he was winning. I mean, this guy looked like a future legend to be. Eventually, what happened was, one day, Ryan Garcia, he called out Manny Pacquiao. Now, if you don't know, Manny Pacquiao is a legend. You could argue that he is the greatest boxer of all time. And here is Ryan, just getting his career started off and already calling out a legend. That's when another boxer, who one time boxed Manny Pacquiao, was like, "Ryan, settle down. I know you want to prove yourself, but the issue is that you haven't really proved yourself. You need to work on what you have right now, and you need to keep growing it, okay? One day you could fight Manny Pacquiao. Right now, though, it's too early." And when I heard those comments back in the days, I thought, well, this guy is just being a hater. Nowadays, whenever I'm thinking about those comments, my perspective has changed. I believe boxing and speaking skills, they're somewhat similar. Because with speaking skills, it's a mental sport. You need to consistently think of new ideas to articulate out loud. And a lot of the times, you're going to get hit. You're going to get hit with reality. A lot of your ideas work in your mind, but they don't work with the laws of physics. Other times, you're going to feel doubt. You don't necessarily know if you're expressing yourself with confidence. Other times, you're having this amazing flow, and what happens is that, for some reason, your mouth is getting dry. You're like, "No, don't get dry right now. I mean, I'm almost there to the finish line." And this is when you want to take it back a couple of levels. You want to listen to the advice that one guy was saying about, you want to get something small up and running. You want to feed that. And over time, you're going to grow. So Ryan Garcia back then, I mean, if he kept working on the fundamentals, then I believe he would have been a way bigger star than he is today. Nowadays, I mean, he's still a star. The issue with Ryan Garcia, though, is that I believe success came a little too quick to him. You could argue that he was one of the first Instagram boxers, which means that he was using social media to promote his fights. He was coming in at a great time. And when he was using social media a lot, he got a lot of followers. He got a lot of fame in the beginning stages. And you could say that he lost his hunger. When he was training with Canelo Alvarez, Canelo immediately noticed that this guy, he's not focused. He doesn't make boxing his number one priority. So Canelo distanced himself from Ryan. Boxing, it's not just about the physical aspects. It's also about the mental aspects as well. So that former boxer, he was not being a hater. He was being true to the sport. You need to focus on the small things. Understand each stage that you are in, and gradually keep leveling up rather than trying to go from level 1 to level 50 out of the blue moon. And it's the same thing with speaking skills. You need to put in the reps in level 1 so you can progress into level 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on. Level up your speaking skills, my friend, because each stage that you are in, every now and then you want to rush. Savor it though. The more you savor it, the more that one day you're going to look back and you are going to cherish those moments. If you enjoyed today's talk and you want to learn more about speaking skills, be sure to check out the Armani Talks free daily newsletter. Within this newsletter, you will learn much more about public speaking, social skills, emotional resilience, and much more. Join the tribe by checking out the link in the description box or go on armanitalks.com/newsletter and sign up today. Thank you very much for joining the Armani Talks podcast, and I will catch you next time.